this next prayer, the prayer which quickly fulfills our wishes, was written by the late Dudjom Rinpoche. It continues our practice of calling on Pambasambhava to help us. Our power is not sufficient. When we experience ourselves as sentient beings wandering in samsara, it seems obvious that we are weak and limited. So, if we fall into this deluded identity, it is vital to call on the lotus-born, since he is the presence of our true actuality. In our limiting current condition of duality, we call on him, yet we have never been truly separate. He invites us to merge in him as the reliable, quick way to awaken to our own actual presence. At the end of the prayer, there is a verse honoring the mother of all the Buddhas. This mother manifests in various forms, and here she is identified as Prajnaparamita, the presence of the wisdom of emptiness, highlighted as the mother of all the Buddhas of the past. She also manifests as the Dakini, Vijradhari, the presence of awareness. As such, she is the mother giving rise to Buddhas in the present. She also manifests as Mahakara Indrani, Dakini, who generates the Buddhas of the future. It was she who swallowed Padmasambhava and gave him initiation as he passed through her body to exit from her vagina. Although Padmasambhava is often depicted on his own, he is actually never separate from his female counterpart. Symbolically, the female is space, while the male is manifestation as awareness, clarity, and expression. They are non-dual within the great completion, the inseparability of the implicit and the explicit. The prayer which quickly fulfills our wishes. Wonderful! In the centre of the lake, upon the stem and stamen of a lotus, are you, the deity with the five modes and five wisdoms effortlessly arising. Great spontaneous Pambasambhava and consort with vast clouds of Dakinis gathered around you. We pray to you, bless us with the rapid fulfillment of our wishes. The power of maturation of the bad karmic actions we have done gives rise to illnesses, demons, obstacles, war, strife, and famine. You promised that when we bring your face to mind, these troubles will end immediately. Padmasambhava, from our hearts we call to you now. Please help us. Bless us with the rapid fulfillment of our wishes. Practicing faith, morality, and generosity, and freeing our minds by listening to the Dharma, having modesty, shame, and wisdom. These are the seven riches having true value. May they be fully absorbed by the minds of all sentient beings and bring them the confidence of enjoying happiness and joy in the world. Bless us with the rapid fulfillment of our wishes. For we who experience sickness, sorrow, undesirable situations, demonic forms of the elements, troubles from the state, and fire, water, dangerous animals, difficult paths, fearful events, and all occasions which can bring about the end of our life, you are our only hope and refuge. Please look on us with compassion, Guru Padmasambhava. Bless us with the rapid fulfillment of our wishes. with the great tradition of Shantarakshita, Padmasambhava, and King Trisandetsan spreading throughout the three levels of the world, and the minds of all beings never separating from the illumination of the three jewels, there must be good luck and happiness in the past, present, and future. This prayer is by Dudjom Rinpoche. Great Mother of all the Buddhas of the past,
Vrijadhari,
giving rise to Buddhas of the present,
Maha Karma Indrani,
generating Buddhas of the future, we pray to the Mother of the Buddhas of the three times. This prayer is by Vrijadhara.
This comes from the book Lotus Source by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. The original prayers in Tibetan with word-for-word translation and supplementary notes will be found within the book. Read by Wendy, August 2023.